Seven Nations Endorse Trump for Nobel Peace Prize, President of Peace. By Olivia Rondo on August 13, 2025. At least seven nations across the Middle East, Asia, and Africa have called for President Donald Trump to receive a Nobel Peace Prize, with the White House celebrating the endorsements as proof that he is the President of Peace. A list shared by White House officials on Tuesday touts endorsements from Armenian Prime Minister Nikol Pashinyan, Azerbaijani President Ilham Aliyev, Cambodian Prime Minister Hun Manet, Gabonese President Brice Oligui Nguema, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, the government of Pakistan, and Rwandan Foreign Minister Olivier Nduhungirehe. President Donald J. Trump is the President of Peace, the official caption stated. Trump played an integral role in getting the decades-long conflict between Armenia and Azerbaijan to formally end last week, with the leaders of all three nations meeting at the White House to usher in a U.S.-brokered peace agreement. "With this accord, we finally succeeded in making peace. And we just left the Oval Office where we signed voluminous documents and very important elements to the agreement," Trump said Friday. The West Asian countries agreed to what will be called the Trump Route for International Peace and Prosperity to allow Azerbaijan full access to the territory of Nakhichevan, which sits to the southwest of Armenia. "The countries of Armenia and Azerbaijan are committing to stop all fighting forever, open up commerce, travel, and diplomatic relations, and respect each other's sovereignty and territorial integrity," Trump added. Trump also recently negotiated a historic peace deal between Thailand and Cambodia following a bloody border dispute that displaced over 150,000 people last month, Breitbart News reported. Following his phone conversations with Cambodia's Menay and Prime Minister Pitong Tarnchinawatra of Thailand, Trump announced that they had agreed to quickly work out a ceasefire and, ultimately, peace. Over in Africa, Gabon's Nguema and Rwanda's Nduhungirehe both said Trump deserved the Nobel Peace Prize for his part in ending the decades-long violence between Rwanda and the Democratic Republic of the Congo. "Anyone, including President Trump, who would help sizably to bring this conflict to an end deserves the Nobel Peace Prize," Nduhungirehe told Breitbart News in June, less than 24 hours after he signed a peace agreement at the U.S. State Department with the DRC's Foreign Minister Therese Kayikwamba-Wagner. Secretary of State Marco Rubio presided over the signing of the accord, and the parties later joined Trump and Vice President J.D. Vance in the Oval Office to celebrate the agreement. Similarly, Nguema said Trump is now bringing peace back to a region where that was never possible, so I believe that he does deserve a Nobel Peace Prize. That is my opinion. Israel's Netanyahu informed Trump that he had nominated him for the prestigious prize in person during a dinner at the White House in early July following the 12-day Israel-Iran war, Breitbart News reported. The prime minister stood and presented Trump with a copy of his letter to the Nobel Prize Committee, which Trump said was very meaningful. Pakistan also nominated Trump for the award for his decisive diplomatic intervention and pivotal leadership in brokering a ceasefire between them and Pakistan. In a June post on X, the government of Pakistan praised Trump for having demonstrated great strategic foresight and stellar statesmanship through a robust diplomatic engagement with both Islamabad and New Delhi, which de-escalated a rapidly deteriorating situation. Olivia Rondo is a politics reporter for Breitbart News based in Washington, D.C. Find her on X/Twitter and Instagram.